Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15 now on WWL. It's going to be hot all the way through October. Highs of 92 in that area for the most part. Other than if it rains a lot, then the highs will be in the upper 80s, go down to 70. But it's going to be, you know how it is in summertime. It's just summertime. What are you going to do? Right now, we're closing in on 80 degrees, and we're talking to our friend Chef Kevin Belton, a chef over at WWL TV and also on PBS. He's got some news about that, I think. Morning, and he's just recently recovered from COVID. How you doing, Kev?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm really doing fine. I luckily, a couple weeks ago, I had a light bout with everything, and thank goodness I was vaccinated. I have to say that because I did. I think that made a big difference. So
yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you, and I don't want to pry too much into your mental health. Not your mental health, your medical health. Lord knows. Mental health. I don't want to put that issue on the table. But when it comes to your medical health, you were vaxxed and boosted, Kev?
Yeah, I was vaxxed and boosted. Matter of fact, I was scheduled to get my next boost the week I got it. And, you know, I thought it was just a bad sinuses. And, you know, my wife Monica says, you know, I'm going to make an appointment at the doctor. Just to, if this is sinuses, let's jump on it right away. And went to the doctor. She ran a flu test and a COVID test, and it lit up like a Christmas tree. Mm. And it's funny, after 2 years of being clean and not getting it, you know, there it came. But I didn't lose sense of smell. I didn't lose sense of taste, but I was really tired. They gave me Paxlovid, and, you know, it felt like I had a cold. You know how when you're tired and you have a cold? Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like. So I stayed in a couple extra days, and this past Saturday, got back out.
How do you feel now?
Oh, I feel great. You know? You know what's interesting is the little sinus drip I had going into this, mm-hmm. it paused, and it waited, and it's like, okay, I'll come back now.
So you know you're better because you got the sinus drip again. Welcome to New Orleans, right?
There we go.
You know, had you backed off a little bit of your, what's the word I'm thinking of, safety precautions or whatever? Because that's my fear. After 2 years, and look, I just don't like getting sick. I hate having a cold. I know I'm a weenie, blah, blah, blah. But that's my concern now that I've gone this far without it. I'm vaxxed and boosted that I'm going to have an unguarded moment where I put my hands in my mouth or face or don't wash this or that or the other thing. You think that's what happened to you, Kev?
Well, you know, it's I'm not really sure where I got it. I did have to go out to Jazz Fest a couple of days to do a couple of reports. Mm-hmm. It could have been in contact from somewhere out there. But, you know, it was something in my mind. I was thinking, well, you know, this strain that's going around seems to be really easy to catch. And I was just about to start wearing my mask again, like when I go out to the grocery stores and stuff like that. You know, it's one of those personal decisions that you just have to make for yourself. But the fortunate thing was I was the only one that got it. No one else in the family got it.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. And I hated to spend a lot of the segment talking about it, but we care about you, big guy. We want to make sure you're healthy. When we come back, maybe you can talk about some things to cook for summertime, since a lot of people are complaining about the heat, and we all know what it's like here in summertime. It's just that I think we forget. You know what I mean? We have a cool day in July, a cool day in February, and then maybe a colder day in January, and we forget how hot it can really be here in summertime. Then we get to complaining again, and then it's cold for a couple of days, and we can complain about that. So we'll talk about some maybe salad ideas that you got, some of the stuff you cooked. I know you've been doing a lot, and your PBS show and so forth. I know you've been cooking with a lot of Pinot Grigio, and we'll talk about that as well. Kevin Belton's our guest, chef at WWL TV. Oh, by the way, y'all have any cooking questions, you can text them in to 504-260-1870 about anything, cookware or how to brown this or how to cook that, and Chef Kev will gladly help you out. 620, I'm Tommy Tucker. This is Time for Traffic on WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, May 19th. We talked to Chef Kevin Belton early on Thursdays. Talk about cooking some stuff for the weekend and answering your questions about cooking at 504-260-1870. Chef, what's first of all, about the PBS show, you doing another season of that?
Not sure yet, but you know, okay. it's one of those things that we always keep recipes tucked away whenever we make something at home or where we go out to eat. We always jot down notes and put our little take on those recipes. So I've got some recipes just sitting away ready to go for whenever we come up with another idea.
I hear you. Tell me about some good summertime salads. If people are thinking of something cooler to eat, or not necessarily a salad, I guess, something that's not heavy. And, you know, I remember going to my mom's house, God rest her soul, on a Sunday for Sunday dinner and eating a big meal of lasagna on a hot July day. And it was just, whoa, that's a lot.
Well, you know, when I go for that traditional hot dish, you know, and I'll make gumbo in the summertime every once in a while, but I cut my portion back. I don't eat as much because it does just drag you down and make you, it just weighs you down, and it feels like you're sitting there sweating even though you're inside.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You just get so full, you can't breathe.
Yeah.
I do,
too. The great thing about salads, Tommy, it is like a blank slate. Because, like, you can take some shrimp and blanch off some shrimp, or you can grill a piece of chicken and slice that chicken up on it. But usually during the summertime, I'll keep spring mix in the refrigerator. And you can play with so many different salad dressings. You can make vinaigrettes, which is basically olive oil and balsamic vinegar. And you can make a lemon vinaigrette. You can make garlic vinaigrettes. Put it in the jar. Shake it all up together. And then go with... I'll boil eggs, so I'll keep some boiled eggs to go with it, and then I can put in any kind of protein on it besides those eggs I want. I can go with different cherry tomatoes. I can go with sesame seeds. I can go with sesame sticks just for crunches, for give it a crunch. If you like fruit, throw some blueberries on it, but it's a blank slate. My other go-to for the summertime is using lemon yogurt as a sauce, where I'll season a piece of fish, throw a little butter in the skillet, cook it on both sides, say a nice, say catfish fillet that's about a half inch thick. You know, you get it cooked all the way through, about 3 minutes on each side. Throw it on the plate, but then take a couple tablespoons of lemon yogurt, throw that in the skillet, turn the fire up high, and let it start to boil. It'll reduce. You're getting rid of some of that moisture. So once it boils for a couple of minutes, spoon it over that piece of fish. Now you have a lemon cream reduction sauce made with lemon yogurt. So it's lighter, it's flavor, it has a little hint of sweetness to it. But I tell you, once you play with that, I'll use different type yogurts like pineapple yogurt and put that on a piece of chicken or a pork chop even, you know. I like to get the thin cut pork chops during the summer. Those work really well.
Tell you what I do.
I throw that on a salad.
I grill these chicken breasts. I flatten them out, grill them, 10 on either side. Then I cut them up with the cleaver and the cubes, put it in a Ziploc bag, and I got a handful of protein to put with whatever it is that I want that's low fat, and it seems to work out pretty well. And I do the same thing with the boiled eggs, Kevin. I guess the secret I found, if you're going to try to eat healthy or what have you, you got to have it in the house and you got to be prepared, because if you're hungry and you're trying to eat healthy, you got to wait to get the healthy stuff. Then by the time you cook it and everything, you've already kind of eaten the stuff that's not so good for you.
Well, you know, we have that knee-jerk reaction. It's like, oh, I don't feel like cooking. Let me just run grab some fast food right quick. Whereas if you go ahead and buy that bigger bag of chicken and, you know, go ahead and get it all cooked, something I'm planning on doing this weekend, I'm going to go get a couple of chickens. And I'm just on Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to slow roast them in the oven and make a nice roast chicken. And then I can take that, pull that apart, use it on salads. I'll cut some up and maybe saute a little pasta right quick, throw some out on a little pasta. And, you know, just something different. But that way it's there and you're not knee-jerk eating. You know, you have to plan it out.
I love our friends in the restaurant industry. I want people to go out and eat out as often as they can. With inflation, I don't know if a lot of people are able to do that. So that's what we're trying to do, help you figure out some things that you can do to eat at home. And if you like, eat healthy and during the summertime and not get so weighed down. Like you're talking about, Kev, I can remember my mother was a great cook, but just on a Sunday dinner, we all got together. That's New Orleans, right? Eating a big plate of roast beef or and potatoes and gravy, and you were just you're sweating inside the house because you knew how hot it was outside. Thank you, Kev. Continue to feel better, all right?
I appreciate it, brother. Have a
appreciate
good one.
Appreciate it. You too. Kevin Belton, chef over at WWL-TV, and you can find...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.